I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 30th. Quincy will have to make a $20 million payment in next year's city budget toward the $475 million pension bond that was approved by the City Council back in 2021. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says that will be the largest payment for the bond that he says will ultimately save the city at least $130 million in the long run. Koch says the city locked in an interest rate of 2.6% when it approved the pension bond 4 years ago, and says state law mandates that the bond be fully funded by the year 2039. Two new candidates have emerged to run for Quincy School Committee, including a former member, retired Quincy High School principal Frank Santoro and Kate Campbell have both announced they'll be running for school committee in this year's city election. Current member Tina Cahill is also seeking re-election. Doug Guttrow is not seeking re-election this year, and Emily Lebo has not yet announced if she'll be running for another term on the school committee. Now, Santoro served on the school committee for two terms in the 1980s and then again after he retired from Quincy High School. He currently serves on the design committee for the new Squantum Elementary School. And Campbell has served on the citywide PTO for 10 years and has over 30 years experience in childhood development. She's the director of a cooperative early learning center and has lived in Quincy since 2003 with her husband and four children. The family has also fostered over 20 children over the past 15 years. Authorities are asking for the public to remain vigilant after several cars were broken into overnight Monday in Hall. Police say the break-ins occurred around 1 a.m. on Christine Road. Home security video from a resident shows two suspects, a man and a woman. Investigators say the man was wearing a puffy jacket with a hood up, dark pants, and possibly a mask. The woman was seen wearing a bob-style haircut, glasses, a camo jacket, black pants, and light-colored high-top sneakers. Anyone with information about the duo is asked to contact Howell Police. A UPS facility in South Boston is one of 73 locations being closed nationwide as the shipping company announces thousands of layoffs. The former customer service center on Summer Street is closing permanently, and job cuts will begin on May 23rd. In a notice to the city dated March 21st, UPS said that 62 part-time hourly employees will lose their jobs. The company said it will offer work to affected employees in other positions where possible. Earlier this year, UPS said it would be looking to save $1 billion through an end-to-end process redesign. UPS executives said on an earnings call yesterday that the company is laying off 20,000 workers as it delivers fewer packages from Amazon. UPS says it'll make its business more efficient. Some of the employees affected by the layoffs in Boston are union workers represented by Teamsters Local 25. Edaville Family Theme Park in Carver is auctioning off dozens of amusement rides, train cars, animated dinosaurs, and other items today as the beloved park undergoes renovations to make way for King Richard's Fair. The auction begins at 10:30 this morning at Edaville's Carver location off Route 58. All items must be removed from the property by May 15th. Some of the items up for auction include flying turtles, crazy bus Willy the Whale, Ferris wheels, spinning ladybug coaster, clown train, 1986 Chance Carousel, the scrambler, pirate ships, shooting gallery, and about 20 animated dinosaurs. Darren Spieth with Norton Auctioneers says the auction will last 2 hours and 12 minutes, with the potential for some of the higher ticket items like the carousel to bring in substantial amounts. Edaville Railroad first opened in 1947, offering train rides along the Cranberry Bogs and woods. The park grew over the decades to include amusement rides and games, as well as its popular Christmas Festival of Lights. Earlier this month, it was announced King Richard's Fair, New England's largest and longest-running Renaissance festival, is moving to the site. King Richard's Fair has operated for more than four decades, most recently on an 80-acre wooded site on Main Street, also in Carver. The grounds have hosted everything from live jousts and artisan markets to themed weekends and fantasy performances. While King Richard's Fair runs seasonally, typically from late August through October, Edaville will continue to host its Holiday Light Festival in December and plans to add new food, entertainment, and shopping options as part of its rebranding. Three Rhode Island men have been accused of stealing and then selling hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of catalytic converters across southern New England. 25-year-old Curran Mitchell from Newport, 25-year-old Alberto Rivera of Cranston, and 27-year-old Louis Asatuno from Providence are charged by way of federal criminal complaints with interstate transportation of stolen property. In January of 2022, police began tracking patterns surrounding catalytic converter thefts. Later identified the suspects as a group believed responsible for more than 7,000 thefts in the Boston area and southern New England. Investigators say from at least January of 2021 until November of 2022, the suspects and others canvassed neighborhoods and parking lots for unoccupied vehicles to steal catalytic converters. Working in groups, they allegedly targeted vehicles in Rhode Island and Massachusetts, cut off the catalytic converters, and sold them. The parts were sold to a Providence company that recycles catalytic converters. Depending on the model and type of precious metal component, the average scrap price for a catalytic converter ranged from $300 to $1,500. The combined value of the parts is more than $2.4 million. Well, a promotion ceremony was held recently for the staff of the Norfolk County Correctional Center in Dedham. Sheriff Pat McDermott says the promotions represent a commitment to mentor, challenge, and build the next generation of corrections professionals in Norfolk County. Five leaders were promoted, along with 14 new captains, lieutenants, and sergeants. Ceremony also featured a performance of the national anthem and God Bless America by American Idol finalist Ayla Brown from Wrentham. 10 Quincy residents are among 35 Quincy College students recently inducted into the local chapter of Phi Theta Kappa, an international academic honor society that focuses on leadership, scholarship, fellowship, and service. During a recent ceremony, keynote speaker, Quincy College Human Services instructor Dr. Robert Newell, told the new inductees to be proud of their achievement. Each inductee received a certificate of membership and a traditional white rose. Phi Theta Kappa is made up of more than 4.4 million members in 11 countries. Check of business news this morning and stocks for higher. The Dow is up 300 points, the NASDAQ rose 95, and the S&P is up 32. Shares were mixed in Asia after U.S. stocks rose again as companies reported stronger than expected profits. The dollar and the euro rose and oil is down to $59 a barrel. Sports: Celtics sealed the deal, beat the Magic 120-89, and win round one of the NBA playoffs 4-1. As they take a break now and wait to find out who they'll play in the next round. The Red Sox trounced the Blue Jays in Toronto 10-2. They'll play again at 7 o'clock tonight. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mainly sunny at a high of 71 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy. Lows drop to the low 50s. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds and a high 68. Friday could see some scattered showers, but Friday's high 80 degrees. And scattered showers on Saturday, the high of 76. The water waves about 2 feet, winds northwest, 10 to 15, gusting to 25 knots. There is a small craft advisory in effect. High tide, 2:15 p.m. Sunrise, 5:40, sets at 7:42. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 30th.